It's Neil here today, back on the 2025 preseason show with head coach Caitlin McAllister of the Coon Rapids Barrett girls basketball team. Coach, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Thank you.
So last year, you guys 18-5, 13-1 in the regular season. You win the conference, and you had a really nice year in general there. And we were joking a little bit earlier. I mean, you don't lose anything from that team here. So what do you feel like these girls are going to bring to the table this year compared to what you saw last year?
I think just they will continue to bring their competitive edge. A lot of them have been in varsity for CRB since they were freshmen or sophomores. So just trying to keep that competitive edge. I think just in general, we're a better scoring team than we were a year ago. We've been such a good competitive defensive team for the last how many years. And now I'm hoping that we see more offensively. We've had a lot of girls that have put in work and have gotten stronger since last year. So I'm looking forward to seeing how our offense kind of morphs and changes this year.
Talk to me a little bit about the girls that are coming back here, the starting five that you got, and that kind of group that senior group that have kind of built up this program a little bit and kind of been there for the ups and the downs throughout those last 4 years.
Yeah, so I am bringing back all five starters. They were all juniors last year, so now we have all seniors, which it's awesome to see, and I'm excited. I think they're excited. So I have Anna Hart in my point guard role. She's just been kind of our bulldog leader since she walked on the floor as a freshman. So she's just so defensively, she just reads things so well. And offensively, she does a good job of seeing open areas and kind of keeping everyone under control and running through things. So I'm excited to see her senior year. And then I have Malia Clayberg, who comes back as another one of our big defenders and scorers. I think she was our leading scorer last year. So I think we'll see a little bit more offensively from her, too. She's worked on a lot of other things besides being inside the paint, so I'm excited to see what she can all do. And my other two guards are going to be Ella Heidoff and Aubrey Hoffbauer, and I think, I'm hoping, they've also, a lot of time, effort, we always joked last year that they never missed in practice, and it was like, when are we going to see those fall during games? And, I mean, they had a lot of threes between the two of them last year, but we're hoping to see a little bit more of that. They've also worked on other things besides being able to shoot from distance, so that'll be good. And then Ashton Klepke is our fifth starter, and just in general, she's gotten a lot stronger and confident on the court since last year. She's going to be a big rebounder for us. She can score really well around the rim, but she can also score from the outside. So I'm excited to see what she can do this year.
For you guys as well, is there any underclassmen you feel like are going to kind of take that next step up and be able to kind of fill some roles that you guys are going to have this year?
Yeah, we have a good problem. We have a lot of girls that can play varsity this year. I mean, I have, besides the five starters, I have three more seniors. So I know they're not underclassmen, but Maya Downing will come off the bench for us along with Maddie Mason, and hoping to have Katie Wiskus in there in the rotation too. So we have a couple posts, and Maya is a pretty good defender, and she's a pretty good three-point shooter. And Maddie and Katie do a good job of just reading and reacting as posts. They're a little undersized, but I think they do a good job of hustling and filling in roles. So that'll be good. And then I have about three other kids that are kind of looking at getting rotation in for underclassmen. Lauren Cook played a lot last year. She's just a bulldog defensively also, like Anna. And she's worked a lot on finishing because she's so fast, just kicking the ball up to her and be able to finish. And Amelia Eddy and Brielle Bass are also two that could be put into the rotation. I'm hoping they'll be able to see some minutes varsity also.
And for you guys, I know we had talked a little bit, you got a scrimmage coming up on Saturday here, but let's flash back to this first week of practice that you guys have had so far. How's practice going? What are kind of the feelings like for you guys?
It's been going pretty good. I talked to the girls today. I said we need to get our intensity up a little bit. We've done a lot of, like, putting plays into place. We're very fortunate that we have 19 girls out this year, so it's awesome that we have such great numbers, but I feel like we're not getting as many reps as we would like. So I'm just trying to figure out the balance of getting everyone to be able to play and get the skills, but also know the plays as we put new things in. So I think today is going to be a good practice. We're really going to focus on defense, and I feel like our girls, just when they really start focusing on defense, our intensity gets up, because I think they're a team that prides themselves, or a group of girls that pride themselves on being strong defenders. So Hoping to get some of that intensity up, but it's been a good first week, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do. We start right away, not next week, but the week after, so we really got to hone in on what we need to do in order to hopefully win our first game in a couple weeks.
And I know I just brought it up a little bit ago. You guys have a scrimmage coming up Saturday here. What are you looking to get out of the scrimmage, knowing that you're going to be able to see kind of the girls play some live basketball and get some live reps against some other teams?
I think the big thing is just going to see what rotations work well and what rotations maybe don't work as well. Like I said, there's 11 of them that could be playing varsity this year. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to play the girls and what roles work for them. Also figuring out scoring-wise, like if we take someone out that's a big scorer, how are we going to replace that and make sure that continues, or taking out someone who's a strong defender, making sure that we're replacing them with someone that fills that same role. So just kind of playing with our lineups, both offensively and defensively, to see what's going to work best for us this year.
And when you look at this season here, I know probably sometimes with coaches and players, you sit down, you go through some goals and kind of what you're looking to get out of this season. Have the girls talked to you a little bit about goals, or what are kind of those goals that you guys are trying to set for this season?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, every year I meet with all of them individually. We have one-on-one meetings. I don't think it's their favorite part of the day, but it's just something that gets me kind of on the same page as them. I ask them what their individual goals are, and we talk about team goals and maybe some of the things that we need to focus on. And so I think our big goal is just making sure that we keep pushing each other to get better. We have a lot of girls out, so I talk to the seniors. Not only do you guys need to get better this year, but you also are – there's eight of you, and you're leaving behind a group of players that's just as athletic, so they need to really build them up and show them that they can also see success. So just making sure that we're getting after each other at practice is a lot we talked about. Hoping to compete top of the conference. Always the goal is to get to state, so just thinking about what we could do to hopefully get there. We've been close 2 years in a row, so trying to figure out what we need to do to get past that hump.
And for you guys, Caitlin, I know you're kind of around some of these girls a lot in the offseason. You see them doing other sports there. And I got to look back at this last year that they've had. I mean, you had different sports where these girls have had success, and I know a lot of your girls play multiple sports. Do you feel like that helps as well to push them in the right direction when they're successful in other sports? Maybe that can translate to basketball as well?
Yeah, I do. I do think that helps. They had a really good year in volleyball. Natalie did a great job with them, and they were very competitive, and they came out every night working hard. And so obviously, they have the drive, both underclassmen and upperclassmen, to get better and want to be successful. So I think that definitely makes a big difference for them, because I feel like once you see success or you feel success, it's something that you want to keep striving for. So I think this group is pretty hard-headed when it comes to things. If they want to do something, they're going to do it. So hopefully that continues through basketball season.
Lastly here, looking at the Rolling Valley Conference, I know last year it was you guys at the top. You had another couple of schools that were competing with that top position there. But what do you feel like the conference is going to look like this season?
I feel like our conference is going to be pretty competitive just in general. Obviously, Xyra EHK is going to be towards one of the top teams. They dropped down to 1A, so they were 2A last year. So that'll be something. That'll be obviously we'll really have to plan for. Tom does a great job with them. Cam graduated, their top scorer, I know, but Joe always prepares his teams. And so I would assume Cam would be at the top, same with Woodbine. Woodbine has low numbers this year, but I feel like he always gets the right kids out. So I would say those three teams. And I also feel like Boyer Valley, we were talking about them last night. They just have a lot of upperclassmen and seniors that have been also starting since they were freshmen. So I think they could be very competitive because they're going to be aggressive and they always play hard.
Well, Caitlin, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you here. Thank you for joining us in our 2025 preseason interviews.
Thank you.
That was Caitlin McAllister, the head coach of the Coon Rapids Bear Girls Basketball Program.